powerful tides and currents have long made Cook Inlet a hot spot for studying tidal energy. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, a new project recently launched in the inlet might bring the promise of tidal energy a few steps closer to reality.
Oceanographers with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration braved chilly, rainy weather at the Homer Harbor June 13th in order to put in place a new experiment, the installation of new current metering equipment that will hopefully tell them more about the potential for tidal power in Cook Inlet. Chris Holderreed is director for NOAA's Kositsna Bay Laboratory near Seldovia. She says the equipment is designed to measure the speed and direction of ocean currents. Unlike older current meters, the new ones use sound instead of a propeller to measure the speed of the water.
They're called acoustic Doppler current profilers. It's kind of a big name. But what they're using is the bouncing sound off particles in the water to get the speed and direction. And they sit on the bottom and look upward and bounce sound up into the particles in the water. And we get a measurement of the velocity every 5 meters. And then you can set it up to record as often as you want.
The instruments are called SUBS, short for Submerged Underwater Buoy System. They will be out in Cook Inlet for the next 2 months, says Holderreed, taking measurements of the speed and direction of the water from the seafloor all the way up to the surface. The subs really do look like subs, too. They are a pair of cylindrical, torpedo-like containers anchored to the seafloor by a railroad wheel. Both subs are about 3 feet long and contain glass balls inside their metal casings, which provides the buoyancy to hold them in one place so they don't move much with the current. An attached weather vane keeps them pointed in one direction. A total of 10 current meters have been installed throughout Cook Inlet, including 3 in the Ketchumak Bay area, 1 near Kalgan Island, 3 in the upper inlet near Nikiski, and 3 more near Fire Island off the coast of Anchorage. Holderreed calls Cook Inlet one of the best places in the world to study tidal energy.
For 2 reasons. 1, we have the currents, so you have the strong currents, and 2, they're near the power transmission grid. Here in Cook Inlet, all along the inlet, we have access to the grid and to strong currents.
This is not the first study of tidal power potential in Cook Inlet. Alaska Energy Authority and Ocean Renewable Power Corporation have conducted previous studies, but this one is the first to partner with NOAA and to use the new current meters. Holderreed expects NOAA to have a draft model of energy potential for the inlet completed by November of this year. That information will then be given to whoever wants to use it.
From that, they can figure out, okay, where is the best place? Where do we have the best energy? Where would we have the best currents located near the right infrastructure on land? So this is sort of that fundamental piece that you need to do everything else. And then it's actually going to be fun to see when folks take that and run with it to, you know, think about the right designs to put in the water.
Holderreed says the information gathered by the new current meters could be useful beyond just the study of tidal power. For instance, an accurate model of water circulation in Cook Inlet and Ketchumak Bay could be important for studying ocean acidification or for improving oil spill response. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.